and he'll never let me down. Cause he's just a jewel.
He's just a
that you know that I have found. And I'ma sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I love to praise his name. I'ma sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my Lord.
I love to praise his name.
And I'ma sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I love to praise his name.
Well, I love. In the morning, I love. In the evening, I love to pray.
To praise his holy name.
Amen. Amen. And good morning to everyone. God is good. Yes, and we thank him for blessing us to be here to worship his great name this morning. How you doing? How you feeling this morning? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. You might as well smile. God has, sing it with me. Smile. I believe that he has,
yeah.
Who is my God? Oh, yes, he smiled on
me.
He's been to me. Has God smiled on you? Sing it like you mean. Will my God, oh yes, he smiled
on me.
I believe that he
has set me free.
Will my God, oh yes, he smiled
on me.
Yes, he's been
good
to me. Amazing grace. It was amazing
grace.
Oh, yes, how sweet
the sound
that saved a wretch like
me.
Well, I once
was lost.
Oh, yes, but now I'm found.
Well,
was blind,
but now
I see. It's all because my God, oh yes, he smiled. I believe that he, thank you, Lord. Who will my God, oh yes, he smiled on me. Will
he?
Oh God, has he? Oh, yes, now he's been to me. Amen, amen, amen. We want to say good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. If you're visiting this morning, you are an honored guest, and thank you so much for blessing us with your presence this morning. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. Those that's tuning in by way of television this morning, God bless you. Good morning. We wish that you could be here in the fellowship in body this morning, but we know that some of you are in your beds, on the couch, on the easy chair, just can't get out. And we want to say good morning. Say good morning, church.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. You take for granted that you're here today, but many wish they could be here this morning. If we can say something, if you have a question, if you need someone to pray with you this morning, if you call a number on your screen, we'd be more than happy to pray with you to answer any questions that you might have this morning. We know that today across the nation is called Mother's Day, but first it's the Lord's Day. And so we're here to worship and glorify our great God in heaven. Some days, you know, I think Mother's Day is a good day. It's good for us to, the Bible tells us to honor father and mother. And on Mother's Day, I was looking up a little history on the day. Anna Jarvis, a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis, in 1908, she created, Mother's Day, declared Mother's Day. And she had a wonderful thought to honor mothers across other lands. It's celebrated in different ways in different countries. But in the United States, 1908, she declared, created what she called Mother's Day in 1914. It was recognized as a national day, and with good thoughts to honor mothers, because good mothers ought to be honored. And so it was good thought. But you know, actually, the latter part of her life, she tried to actually have the day removed from the calendar because of the commercialization that occurred even back then. It turned into something that she didn't intend for it to be. And you know, man, we can corrupt anything. You know, we take hold of a day, we make it all about money. And she didn't mean for that to happen. But of course, it still has evolved into what it is today. And it is a very special day because mothers are special. And I tell you what, I don't know. Mothers got something going on. And so I was studying this week, last week. I was a little twixt. But I want to lift up some scriptures. I've entitled the lesson, A High Calling, Motherhood, because motherhood is a high calling. And motherhood is one of life's highest callings. And I know that sometimes these days bring some pain for many because our mothers are gone. And we all need to remember that as we celebrate and as we remember our mothers today. But there is a word from God. I want to turn to the book of Genesis, if you will, beginning at verse 3, and I want to lift some thoughts, if you stay with me. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And this is about Sister Eve. Now the man called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all the living. You do know that all of us are related, right? Brother Jamel, we related. Sister Jamel. Yeah. We all are related. You know, we all come from one seed. We come from God. That's why, you know, there's so much hatred and conflict and division in the world and prejudice in the world. But we all kin to each other. Even when God destroyed the world by a great flood, he left 8 souls on the earth, and he told them to be fruitful and multiply, and that's what they did. And we all come from that seed, black, white, red, yellow, or brown. And so I just wanted to start off with that point. You know, we have biological mothers, but we all kin to each other. And so what does that mean? That means we all need to love each other. Amen. Nobody is better than anybody else. Yeah. And so that, I don't know, you know, we need to remember that. Eve, she didn't have an example or a role model. You know, she was the first woman on this earth to follow. And so I know some of us, we hard on Sister Eve. But as with most mothers, she experienced every range of emotion, joys, the pains of life. She experienced shame, sure enough, because of what she did. She sinned and caused her husband to sin. And you know, she had to be ashamed of what she did, as I'm sure all these sweet mothers that are here today and so sweet and dressed so nice and look so good. But we know you're not perfect. Amen. None of us are perfect, are we? Yeah. And so Sister Eve she experienced fear. You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know, we make that statement. Sometimes we make it too much because it's right before we know we're going to make a mistake. But she experienced fear. You know, the fear of punishment for what she had done. She experienced tragedy. Lord have mercy. The tragedy of life. She experienced the fear of insecurity, being kicked out of a home, of a perfect home, and not knowing what she was going to do. And I know some mothers in here have probably experienced the same thing. She experienced the tragedy of life, the tragedy of losing a son. literally losing two sons because the other son was banished from the presence of God. And so she lost a son. And I know that some mothers here, Lord have mercy, you've experienced the same. And that has to be a heartfelt pain that nobody wants to experience. And she experienced that. And she experienced pain and tragedy. But you know, according to the Bible, she pressed on. She pressed on. Eve did. I know she did, because look at Genesis chapter 4 and verse 25. This is after Abel, her son Abel, had been killed and Cain had been sent away and banished. The Bible said Adam, her husband, had relations with his wife again. And she gave birth to a son and named him Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him. I hope that, you know, not just for mothers, but for all of us. We do know we serve a good God, don't we? I hope we know that and understand that we got a God who, God is wonderful. Because I'm telling you some stuff I read in the Bible. I say, Lord, boy, if my child would have done that, if this person would have did me like this, boy, I would have hammered him. But God, Eve sinned, she caused her husband to sin, and after God had commanded, listen to the devil, and sisters and brothers, listen, when you make a mistake, give it to God. Amen. Now, there's a way that God has us to come to him, but God was merciful to Eve, and so she had another boy. And some of us need to hear that, because some of us have been wilding a little too long. Yeah, we down too much. Things in life can depress us and get us to the point sometimes we want to hide in a rock, under a rock. But that's not God's intention for any of us. And if we would just reach to God, God is waiting on us. And God gave Eve another son. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And you know that had to bring her some joy. Yeah, because the scripture said it. God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel. Thank you, Lord. And then we know from Genesis chapter 5, verse number 4, that they even had other sons and daughters. We know according to the scripture, Adam lived over 900 years. What are you saying, Brother Gary? Sisters, mothers, fathers, whoever you are, yes, you made a mistake. Yes, we are displeasing to God. But if you are alive, don't stop living. No, don't stop living. You came to the right place this morning. You came to the Lord's house where there is deliverance. There is peace. There is grace. There is salvation as long as we seek in God. Oh, Sister Eve. Somebody asked the question. It's been some years ago. Brother Gil, you think Eve went to hell because of her sin? And I'm like, I don't know. And we asked some questions. I'm not God. I don't know if Eve went to hell or whether she sinned, but I do know God is good. Now, I'm not one to say, well, God forgive everything and anything. But when you study the Bible, I know God is a God of a second chance. I do know that. Not only that, I know he's a God of 100 chance. Hello, somebody. Which chance are you on right now? Now, that's the question we need to ask ourselves. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4. Everybody all right this morning? God is good. He says this, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. I do know this. Everybody that even died before New Testament Christianity, that even died before Christ died on the cross, have had the opportunity to obey the gospel according to the word. And so even those who are dead, who have died before Christianity, have had the opportunity, if God desired so, for them to hear and obey God. Now, I'm not talking about purgatory. I'm not talking about the doctrine that the Catholics teach, because I'm not talking about that you get a second chance after you die. See, Christ has already come. and you have had the gospel preached unto you. But I don't know what happened to Steve. I do know this, as long as you live, you need to get it right before you die. Amen, somebody. Yeah, yeah. I was reading about some other mothers in the Bible. Mothers, boy, mothers are outstanding. Outstanding. What a mother won't do for her child. Yeah, listen to Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Exodus 2, 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. Now we know according to Exodus 6 and 20 that this would be the mother of Moses. Her name is Jochebed, J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D. Her name, the mother's name is Jochebed. Now let go back to the text in Exodus 2 verse 1. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide, she had to hide him because Pharaoh, there were so many of the Israelites being born, and he was threatened by the presence of them, and he knew the way to nip this in the bud is to kill the baby boys. So he had the boys, had his maiden look, when these Egyptian women started having, they could kill, throw the boys in the Nile, throw them in the river. And that was his command, and she knew this, and so she hid the boy for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds of the bank of the Nile. She did, you know, mamas can get so creative when it comes to their children. Yeah, mamas can get real creative when it comes to their children. Don't mess with mama's children. Yeah, sometimes you get too creative though. You know, sometimes you're ornery about your children. Yeah, but, you know, mamas today, you know, these schools that our kids are in, you know, some of the schools, not all of them, but I don't know. We say this, the school doesn't seem like the same as it used to be when we were, you know, I just put it this way. I remember when I was in elementary, I was in preschool, elementary school, junior high school, you know, the teachers knew the kids and, you know, teachers back then could discipline the kids when they got out of line. They could discipline, and they wasn't afraid to discipline. You know, I know some abused it, and the majority suffer because of the few. And they abused the privileges, and that's when things have gotten out of hand. But I know my mother and even my dad, they knew all the teachers in school, but it's not the same. Now it seems like, you know, teachers, they've taken the power from teachers, and the children are running the classrooms. Yeah, the children run in the classroom, and now teachers are leaving in droves. They not, the good teachers can't even teach anymore. And so the teacher, your child go to school and things happen and it's not addressed, and so you're going to leave them in the school. And that's why now homeschool is so popular. You know, now you know that the dad is not doing the homeschool, it's the mamas. Because you know, daddy, you know, send that boy on to school, he going to be all right. But what is it about mothers? You know, mothers are, you know, they going to take care of their kids. But again, you don't know, I'm not talking about the exception. We're talking about mamas. I'm talking about the mothers in here right now. You get creative, you know. You know, things mothers do that maybe some daddies do, but here is Moses' mama, and she knows what has been commandment, and she say, it's not gonna happen to my child. And I commend you moms who love your children, protect them, and every child doesn't learn the same, you know, and you have to know that about your child. You know, I don't know what moms look at moms, you know, we know the cough. We have 3 children and one of them cough, and you know which one of them cough. You know their voices and you know their cries, and a beautiful thing that God has instilled in mothers who are creative and do wonderful things to to protect the offsprings, to protect the future even of our families, to protect their future, our future, to protect the church's future. Thank God for the creativity of mothers. But you know, let me read another example in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse number 26. Hannah, the Bible said, she said, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord." I tell you what, it's something about a praying mama. We got any praying mamas here this morning? Yeah, I know we do. I know we do. Hannah was barren and she couldn't have children. And I know sometimes these days bring that burden because we have several who are unable to have biological children. But I tell you what, one thing I learned a long time ago, that you know that there are some mothers who are not biological mothers who are still mothers. Amen. Yeah, and in every way, you know, you've heard my thoughts about adoption. Even when you cannot have a baby out of your own baby, we have foster mothers who have had children in their home all of their lives but have not born those children. Hannah was barren, and she prayed and prayed and prayed for a child. If you're barren right now, keep praying to God. God may give you a child. Yeah, and it's done. It's been done. And even those that are in it, I know some mothers, even in this church, who couldn't have children. They prayed and prayed. They went and adopted a child and got a child. And Lord have mercy, later on, they had their own child. Amen. So be careful what you pray for. Yes, sir. You have more than what you ask the Lord for. But here, Hannah, the Bible says, "I'm the woman who stood." She goes to Samuel. "I'm the one who stood here praying to the Lord." Lord, she was praying all the time. And back in this days, her husband, during the Old Testament time, her husband had two wives, and otherwise she had children, and she was just teasing her because Hannah couldn't have any. There's some mean folk in this world. Yeah, she was teasing her. She said, "What's wrong with you? You can't have no children. Don't let folks get you down. Don't let folks get you down." I'm going to tell you something else. You can go to heaven without having some children. Amen. I just thought I'd drop that in. Matter of fact, sometimes children will send you to, excuse me. Yeah, so you see, so you cry your tears if you want to say, "Lord, I can't have no children." Cry if you must, but don't cry your whole life. Some things you have to let go and give to God. Amen, somebody? Yes, sirree. Lord have mercy. Some of us, we'd have sent some of our children. I should say some of y'all. Amen, somebody. Listen to this verse 27. "For this boy I pray." God blessed her after years of prayer. Yeah, after years of, you read that for yourself. After years of prayer, God blessed her. Yeah, and God will do that. Yeah, he'll do that. Sometimes we pray, get on our knees and pray to the Lord, and we open our eyes and think whatever we pray for is going to be right there. Yeah, it just don't happen like that. It don't happen like that most of the time. Yeah, most of the time. You know, Paul prayed, "Lord, remove this thorn from my flesh." Yeah, he kept going to the Lord. And after a while, the Lord said, "Paul, my grace." God would say, "Lord, Paul, I'm taking care of other things for you. You don't see my blessings. You don't see my blessings. Lord, you know what will happen? Lord, give you exactly what you pray for. You'll get so big-headed and you'll be." So Paul, not just Paul, all of us, pray, cry, let it go. Yeah, let it go, let it go, let it go. And she prayed, but the Lord answered her prayer and gave her a boy. And she said, "The Lord has given me my petition." Now, I love this. I love this in the scriptures. She prayed. The Lord gave her what she wanted. Oh, has the Lord ever given you what you want? Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus, Lord Jesus. You know I've been good. You know I've been serving you. And, you know, I've been single for a long time. And, Lord, I need you to send me a wife. to send me a husband. And that's a good prayer to pray. I'm telling you, I'm glad the Lord sent me a wife. And you pray the Lord send you a wife. Send me a husband. Yeah. And the Lord sends you a husband. Yeah. What you gonna do now? But Hannah prayed this prayer. And God granted her blessings. Sometimes when God grants us our blessings, we don't serve him the same. Yeah. We get complacent. You know what we do sometimes? God will grant us a blessing, and the blessing is so good. God grant us a child or some children. And you know what? We say, oh, thank you, Lord. I got children. And you pour all your life into that child. Oh, she's my child. She's my child. She's my child. You still need to be serving God. Amen, somebody? Yeah, you got to serve God. This is for all of us. You know what I'm finding out as I get older now? My children are quote unquote grown. I'm getting older now. Because I'm telling you, me and Sister KB, I think we were pretty good parents. We poured our life in that. I'm telling you, that's good. You're supposed to do that. We're supposed to train up a child in the way she. But you know what? Don't you give your children everything. No. We still supposed to. God ought to be first in our lives. Because you know what our children will do, don't we? Yeah. You put all your life in your children, sacrifice, buying them this, getting them that, taking them here, taking them there, waking them up, doing everything for them, cleaning up for them, doing everything for them, you know, buying them clothes, huh, all this. They get to be about 15, 16, 17, they meet a little boy, a little girl, and they act like there's something wrong with you. You don't have no sense, and they don't want to listen to nothing you got to say. Better instill the Lord in them children. But Hannah prayed, and the Lord gave me my petition, which I asked of him, verse 27. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. Ooh, that's a mama. Oh, the mercy. And he worshiped the Lord there. There is not a nobler calling to motherhood than to lead your children to God. Not a nobler calling, mamas. Is a boy or girl, teach them of God. Teach them about God. Dedicate them. And see, you need to start young. You got to start when they are young, showing them God, all about him. Teach them his word. Teach them his ways. Teach them his laws. Yeah, that's not a nobler call. We got some beautiful mothers here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Those of you that were not here on Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, Sister Hawkins, who has, I believe, five boys? How many boys? Four boys. She has four boys. And two of her boys were baptized this past Wednesday night. And I know Jay, her oldest boy, has been baptized. And I believe Kendall has been baptized. I don't know if they're here at this service or the next service, but two of the boys were baptized. And she told us before Bible class. She told us before Bible class, look, who do I need to talk to? And by the way, those of you that's not members of the Church of Christ, see, we baptize every day. We don't wait because we just want to obey the example in the Bible. And when they heard the word, they were baptized. And we believe baptism is not the only thing, but baptism completes our obedience. and it washes away our sins and it puts us into Jesus Christ. And until we've been baptized, we are not in Christ Jesus. And so she understood that. She want her boys to be saved. And so on a Wednesday night, they were baptized. And of course, you know, mothers cry. Yeah, mothers cry. Some daddies cry. Cry sometimes. But she cried. Not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. Yeah. And here, not just her, because, you know, even especially this year, it seems like a lot of our parents and mom, young children have been getting baptized. Listen, church, some of them are, they too young. Well, do they know right from wrong? Have you been teaching them about the word? Are they in Bible class? It just depends on the teaching. You know, I'm not saying we need to baptize little babies because babies don't understand. But, you know, I got baptized when I was 9 years old. And sometimes we say, Brooke, you don't say that because my child nine, they not ready. If they not ready, they shouldn't get baptized. You ought to know that better than anybody else. But I was in Bible class. I knew it. My brothers had been baptized. I knew right from wrong. I knew when I did something I needed a spanking for. And I'm telling you, I knew who Jesus Christ was. I knew that if I died in my sins, that I'm not going to be with the Lord. And I'm glad my mom and my dad, I'm glad they loved the Lord and they taught me about God. And so I commend Sister Hawkins and all these parents and all of these mothers and that. And see, now, and sometimes, and it gets hard, especially when you a single mother. Raising, be a single dad, you know, raising kids, but there is no nobler call. Listen to Luke chapter 1, verse 56, and I'm coming to a close. 59, Luke 1, 59. And it happened that on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child. This would be Elizabeth. Elizabeth would be the cousin of Mary, or the King James translation would say, or the relative of Mary. And they were going to call him Zacharias. This is the name. Elizabeth also was barren for a long time. And she got pregnant in her old age. And the Lord gave her a seed, and it was John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. And Elizabeth was related to Mary. And after the baby was born, they were going to call him Zacharias. And that was, Zacharias was the daddy. You know, like we have babies, they won't call him Junior. Zacharias was the daddy. This is verse 60. But his mother answered and said, no, indeed, but he shall be called John. See, she got a message from the Lord. She got a message from God. She got a message from him. No, he's not going to be Zachariah. Because, see, Zacharias laughed when he found out that when the angel said she was pregnant. He laughed because he didn't think it was going to happen. And God shut his mouth up and sealed it tight that he couldn't even talk. And when the baby was born, everybody coming to, what are we going to call the baby? What are we going to call that? Let's call him Zacharias. Mama said, no, he not. You know how you mamas going to be. Yeah. No. They said, that ain't what we going to do. Yeah. Listen to Luke chapter 1, verse 76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the most. She knew her child had a purpose, had a calling. He shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness. This boy gonna be somebody. Amen, somebody. And mamas, you got the power. Yeah, you got the power. Daddies have the power also to direct our children, to train our children. We are our children's last line of defense. And we need, especially today, we need to use everything in our power to guide these children while they are young to know and to love God. Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping. I got all girls and they grown, but now I got two grandsons. We need some preachers. Amen. Mamas? Yeah, I know you want them to be the next LeBron James and the next James Harden. No, you don't want to be that, huh? Hello. I'm not going to say nothing else about that. I know you want her to sing like Beyonce. You teach your girls to sing songs to God. Amen, somebody. Yeah, let's get them off the stages. Yeah, and off the poles, if you will. Oh, did I hurt somebody's feeling? Yeah, you better talk about it while they're young. Amen. Baby, this ain't the way you make a living right here. Yeah, yeah. You know what we need? I need to quit in a few minutes. You know, we need some good wives for these men. Amen. Yeah, you can't have a strong man, a strong leader without a strong woman. And I'm again, you saying wife need to be? Don't be reading the wrong thing. But we need encouragers. Yeah, both male and female. And I hope some of you sisters, while they're young, teach these boys these scriptures. Let them come to men's training class. Let them go to Bible class. Let them pray while they're in class. Let them pray while they're around the dinner table, son. Pray for the food today. Train them up. Yes, yes. Lead them to God. Let me close with Luke chapter 1, verse 46. This was read in your hearing. It's a scripture. And Mary said, you know who Mary is, don't you? You know Mary is. Mary is the mother of our Lord and Savior. My soul, this is it. She says, my soul exalts the Lord. She is so happy. And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bond slave. For behold, now can I say something to the young ladies, to those who are not yet mothers right now? Can I say a few words? And it don't hurt your feelings, those that's got children already. Can I say a few words? You're not going to say it. I'm going to say it anyway. Live in a way that God can use you. God is good. Lord, thank you, Lord, for his forgiveness. Thank you for his mercy. Thank you for second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But can we help somebody who have made some of the same mistakes that we've made as grown folks? Although we got most people in here grown. So if your feelings are, I'm not talking to you. This is not talking to you. This is talking to somebody who have made some of the same mistakes that we have made as grown folks. And I'm finishing. See, you know why every male grown man in the can't be an elder in the church. You know why? Because of past mistakes or things that have done in their life in the past, it's too much. It's too much for you to lead God's people. I mean, just the same with a deacon. See, an elder can't have been divorced four or five times. And it's not to say that same man cannot make it to heaven. So don't get mad because that, well, it shouldn't be that way. That's God's way. God didn't pick anybody to carry his only begotten son. He picked a wholesome woman. Amen, somebody. I'm going to tell you something. I might as well say this while I'm in here, is that, and this to the females. I don't know. There's a saying that they say that, you know, a woman can do something, a young lady can do something, and, oh, she is ruined for life. And a man can do something, he get up and go take a shower, and they still can call him Mister. Now that you take that how you want it, any kind of way you. I don't know if it's right or whatever, but that's what they say. And I say it because guard your body, guard your reputation, guard it. And it's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah. Especially with this social media stuff. Ooh, I wish. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, don't let. Listen, young ladies, if you can help it, don't let nobody video you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let no. I just want to video you. Get away from me. You're not video. I'm videoing me. I stayed there too long. Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bond slave. For behold, from this time on, all generations. That's the effect. That is the effect of a godly mother. You can affect generations to come. Will count me blessed. Even today, humble, holy, obedient Mary, we still talking about her today. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Yes, today, we love you, Lord. And we thank you for all your wonderful blessings. Thank you in all your infinite wisdom that you have placed us in families. You've given us the ultimate model of how you want us to treat each other in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You placed us in families with fathers, with mothers. And even though all of our families on this earth, all of us have defects, and all really, I can make this statement, and I think everybody can amen, all of our families are dysfunctional anyway. You ain't talking about me. Yes, I am. Everybody. You know, sometimes you people say, oh, he act like he talking to me. Yes, this one got you. Yeah, all of us are really dysfunctional. But even in our dysfunctionality, he's placed us in his family, his church family. But whether you father, whether you mother, there's not a noble, more noble cause than to lead our children to the Lord. Mamas, we honor you today. And we thank God for you. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep doing God's will all of your life. If you're here today, you're not a child of God, you need to be. You need to come to Jesus today. Oh, what a beautiful thing for somebody, not just children, male, female, young, old, you come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all your sins, to confess Christ, be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, God adds you to his family, to his church. If you're here, you want to get something right, you have a prayer request you want to make, would you come now as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
Show me the way.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Show me
the way.
Show me the way, Lord. Lord, sure.